Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Tuesday, November the 27th, 2018, and I'm your host, Ntungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the role young people are playing or should be playing in combating violence against women and the girl child. This as the world marks 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. Or you can call us live and direct at 001-202-619-2077. We are streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We are also streaming live on our three websites. That's voashona.com, voandebele.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. The world is marking 16 days of activism against gender-based violence amid concern in Zimbabwe that the number of rape cases against women is on the increase. One of the organizations that handle victims of domestic violence, Musasa Project, says it has since recorded 384 cases of rape against women and girls this year. If you think that is bad enough, wait until you hear this. At least one woman is raped in Zimbabwe every hour. Again, that's according to Musasa Project, citing national statistics. The question we are asking tonight, therefore, is what role do young people have in combating this scourge? Yilo utaba esingalo zihlobo zami esithandekayo lamhlanje kungolwesibili mhla zimashumi mabili lasikhombisa ngenyanga kaLwezi kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo lapho esinanza khona esibambana khona lomhlaba. Sinanza umkhankaso wokulwisana lokudlwengulwa lokuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana ezindlini. Umkhankaso we 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Uqale ngeviki edlulileyo ngesonto lo mkhankaso njalo uzaphela mhla zilitshumi ngenyanga kaMpalakazi. Ngaso sonke ke lesisikhathi uZulu emhlabeni jikelele uyabe elwisana lomkhuba lemikhutshana yokuhlukumeza omama ezindlini, ukudlwengulwa kwabo, ukudlwengulwa kwabantwana okuyinto edanisayo njalo enzakalayo mihla lamalanga emhlabeni jikelele. Okudanisa kakhulu eZimbabwe ngokutsho kwenhlanganiso esebenza labantu labomama abahlukunyuziweyo, iMsasa Project. Okudanisayo eZimbabwe ukuthi ukudlwengulwa kwabomama labantwana abangamankazana kuyaqansa kukhwela imihla lamalanga, ithi njalo linhlanganiso. Hola ngehola eZimbabwe ukhona oyedwa owesifazana obanjwa iganyavu. Uhulumende utshona konona kakhulu ngalokhu, inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo opinya bayagwetshwa, bayabanjwa, bagwetshwe bavalelwe ejele, abanye baphiwa ama 10-15 years, mhlawumbe abanye baphiwe phansi iminyaka ephansi kwaleyo, kodwa ngomkhuba oyaphambili akula bubelo obuba khona. Ndiyo nyaya yatere kukurukura nezvayo nhasi vadiwa vatereri. pano pa chirongwa chenyu che vechidiki chirongwa The Connection apo tichi batana ne dzimwe nyika dzepasi rose pakucherechedza urongwa hwekurwisana nekushungurudzwa kwemadzimai pamwe chete nemwanasikana mudzimba urongwa hunodaidzwa hunozikanwa nekuti 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Kutaura kudai Msasa Project iri kureva iyo kuti gore rino chete yakatambira macases kubatwa chibharo kwemadzimai anosvika 384 iri kuti zve awa neawa paawa rega rega pane munhukadzi anobatwa chibharo muZimbabwe iyo inova nyaya inorwadza zvikuru. Saka mubvunzo atiri kubvunza imimi vechidiki nhasi ndewekuti zvii zvamuri kuitawo kurwisana nedambudziko rekubhinywa uye kushungurudzwa kwemadzimai iri. And joining me now on the show is we have two guests. My first guest is Ngobile Munzara of the Women in Law Connect. Ngobile, good evening and welcome to Studio 7.
Thank you, Mtunga. Welcome. Thank you for having me. Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much. I'd also like to welcome Evanice Munando of the Female Students Network Trust. Good evening and welcome, Evanice.
Good evening, listeners.
Thank you for joining us there. Starting with you, Ngo. It's that time of the year again when we reflect as the world, when we reflect as Zimbabweans and realize really how dirty we are when it comes to this issue of violence against women.
Yes, Mtunga, that is correct. So what you find is that the statistics of gender-based violence against women and girls is increasing. The statistics are increasing each year, and they are quite shocking. But what's also encouraging is that quite a number of organizations are talking openly against gender-based violence, and they are taking action as far as they can to open up the dialogue in their various communities, because that's where the problem starts, where we don't talk about gender-based violence openly in our communities or in our spheres of influence. So you find that the victims suffer in silence. But where you have Parliament of Zimbabwe officiating at their own premises, you've got USAID also on their social media pages running a campaign. You've got so many institutions, ourselves as the Women in Law Connect, we're a grouping of female lawyers, and we've also added our voice to this scourge to say we are here as female lawyers to assist any victims of gender-based violence, and we speak out against it. And if you think of what has happened in the last couple of weeks, quite a number of women in Harare have actually been stabbed. Some have survived. One lady I know has survived, but others unfortunately haven't. And a lot of the cases, even one that was reported today, and of a female lawyer, you know, these are victims of gender-based violence, and it's really unfortunate. So as women in law, we are speaking out against it, and we are saying we are standing with the victims of gender-based violence.
You are talking about a lawyer being a victim. So really, this kind of violence is not, it doesn't discriminate against the educated and the uneducated. It can target anyone.
That is correct, Mtunga. It doesn't discriminate. And that's why it's really important to speak openly about it, to create those opportunities for dialogue, for honest and open dialogue, because women and girls suffer in silence. some women are in relationships where they are subjected to gender-based violence, like the young lady who passed away, unfortunately, yesterday. And others are suffering in the office. Others are suffering in various sectors of their lives, but they are suffering quietly because they don't know where to go or who to turn to talk about their situation. So we as women lawyers, we are saying that we are here for anyone who wants to come forward. We are here. We stand ready to assist. And for our dear colleague who passed away, said we are also trying to put together some funds just to assist the family with, you know, in the traditional Zimbabwean way of collecting some donations, and we're just expressing our condolences with the family. Very unfortunate what happened.
Thank you there. No, please do stay on the line. Coming to you, Eva Nice, as young women, how are you dealing with this subject?
Thank you very much. The subject is so touching, because I'm going to speak specifically for our work, which we do as the Female Students Network in tertiary institutions. Female students are suffering in the hands of the lecturers and the non-academic male teaching staff. And this is very sad, because in terms of redress and seeking recourse is still a problem in our tertiary institutions. The issue which is prevalent at the moment in terms of gender-based violence in tertiary institutions is that of sexual harassment, which is happening every day. And it's the issue of power dynamics, where lecturers have control over our female students. And in terms of the law, there's no specific law which seeks to address the issues of sexual harassment. So the perpetrators are getting away with it. And also, when I speak generally in terms of young women facing sexual harassment, it's always this transactional sex, where the older people advancing sexual favors towards young women. And as I also spoken about the issues of patriarchy and power dynamics, the young women cannot refuse when they are approached to have sexual favors with these older men. And it is very sad that in that relationship, female students or young women have no voice. They have no choice to suggest even for safer sex. And every time and every day, we are also suffering issues of cyber harassment, where in a relationship, if the relationship becomes sour, the male counterpart will go on social media and put pictures there to humiliate the female counterpart. And it is very sad that even in terms of law, it is not specific how these issues can be addressed in terms of safeguarding the plight of female students in tertiary institutions. And also, when I speak about patriarchy, yes, my colleague has also spoken about even the educated and non-educated, they can't deal away with this gender-based violence. It is very true, because in terms of patriarchy, no matter whether you are on a high post or even you are an advocate of these sexual gender-based violence, we as women, we have no power in our relationships because of patriarchy. The males dominate. And to that effect, women are suffering in the hands of men. And even if you go to the court of law, I can give an example. If a female student has been violated in terms of their rights or have been raped, you go to a police station, they will laugh off that matter and say, you are an adult. How come you have been raped? How were you dressed? How were you walking? Were you walking throughout the night? But we are realizing that violence against young women and girls is happening even in public spaces, where the world or even the communities are also contributing to that effect. So we are saying, as the Female Students Network, the issue of sexual harassment, and also as we commemorate the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, we are running a campaign where we are saying, hashtag smart girls, hear me too. We need the community to realize that we are equal beings in terms of, you know, our dignity in the community and even in the country. So we're sensitizing the community.
Ndimbo pindira ipapo ever nice. Saka zvauri kutaura apa ndezvekuti sevadzidzi muma universities muma colleges muri kusangana nedambudziko rekushungurudzwa kana kubatwa chibharo nevarairidzi.
Ndizvo zvachaizvo.
Mbotitsanangurira ipapo kuti zvinofamba sei chaizvo.
Okay, in terms of the power relations, what I, which I earlier alluded to.
Neru rimirwa mai.
Hello?
Neru rimirwa mai ever nice, gana uchigona.
Okay, all right. Nyaya zekuti varume ne madzimai, atina kuenzana pamasimba, kana tichitaura nezvinyaya ma relationships. Ma lecturers vanhu vakuru vatiri kutotarisira kuti vanotora chinzvimbo chevabereki kana vasiri kumacollege. Ende tinenge takatiwaisa trust kuti ivo ndivo vachachengetedza vanava. Asi chiri kutishamisa isise female students network ndechekuti ma lecturers iwayo ndivo vari kutoenda kumberi vachishungurudza vana vachiti ukasandida haupase chikoro. Vamwe vacho vari kutononoka kugraduata mushure mekunge vareporta nyaya idzi kumapurisa kana kuti painstitution. Ine chimwe chinhu chiri kutirwadza ndechekuti malecturers iwaya kana achinge abatwa nemhosva saizvozvo hapana chiri kuitwa nemacolleges iwaya kuti vapinzwe pamutemo. Vamwe vari kutoresigna kutosiya basa. Ende tinoshamisika kuti kana munhu apara mhosva anotongosiya basa zvakadaro nyaya yetonzi yapera pacollege ipapo. Inyaya dziri kutishungurudza. Ende uyezve vanandishaura manon-teaching academic staff vanhu vari kuwanika zvepamainstitutions ndingape muenzaniso wekuti ayo anenge ari magadhi. Gadhi ndiye anoona kuti pagedhi papindani panei. Asi kana iye gadhi iye amumwe chete wekuti akurepa mwana, ko tiri kuti isisu kuchengetedzeka kwedu sevanasikana pamakoreji kwakamira sei nenyaya yekuti nyaya dzacho dziri kuitika pakoreji ipapo dzekunze dzitori shoma pane dziri kuitika pakoreji mazuva ese. Vana vari kushungurudzwa, vamwe vari kurepa, vamwe vari kubanikidzwa kuenda pabonde nenyaya yevanhu vakuru. Saka ndaya ndichinyanya kusimbisisa nyaya yekuti vanhu vakuru ava ndivo vari kukonzeresa mhirizhonga. Dai zvanga zviri nani chaizvo kuti mamale students vanga varivo vanhu vari kushungurudza vana. Tinoti aiwa vana vari kudzidza pamwe chete. Bati nyaya yedu iri kutirwadza ndeyekuti malecturers aya ndivo vari kuenda pamberi. Ndinoda kukupai information pamaererano nenyaya iyoyo. Muna 2015 takaita tsakurudzo dzedu tikatoona kuti more than 75% yevasikana vari kusafa sexual harassment in the hands of lecturers, male lecturers who are supposed to be the custodians yechi yemastudent there. Saka nyaya yekushaikwa kwemutemo watinotiwo pachirungu sexual harassment policy kana kuti even the statutory instrument yavari kushandisa one of statutory instrument one of 2000. Can you imagine? It's 18 years down the line. Mutemo uchingonzi aiwa uri kukwanisa kuchengetedza vana but hapana chiri kuitwa because an instrument is a guideline. It's not mutemo wekuti maperpetrators of violence vanokwanisa kuti vabrought book. Saka izvozvo ndo nyaya dziri kutibata kuti every day ndiva kutaura within this week we have received more than 5 cases of sexual harassment. Kazhinji kacho ari maprofessors ari kumainstitutions vanenge vachishungurudza vana. Saka tiri kuti with this prevalence chiri kuitika izvi hapana chiri kuitwa nehurumende kugadzisa dambudzikiri because mutemo hakuna unotaura kuti kana uyu lecturer abata mwana chibhara anoitwa sei. Ende si tiri kushungurudzika nenyaya yekuti ethical.
Ndimo mubata muromo ipapo ndimbounza Nqobile. Uyavezwa abafundi Nqobile bayakhala lapha. Bathi kulokuthi bakhale ngokuthi badlwengulwa ngabanye babo besilisa abangabafundi. Bakhala ngokuthi badlwengulwa ngababalisi babo. Njalo mzwile uthi kuliviki kuphela bathole imbiko yokudlwengulwa kwabafundi abahlanu. Ungathini ngakukhulumayo u-Ever Nice? Halo Munzara. Halo Nqobile.
Halo
Nqobile.
Hello Mthunga.
uzwa ngikhona.
Ah, okay, ave singasazwanani. Bengisithi uyamuzwa lapha uEva Nice ukhala ngokuthi njengabafundi bahlezi bedlwengulwa nje ngababalisi abamele ukuthi babe ngaba yabanakekela bayabafundisa. Bona bayabadlwengula uthi bathole ama cases amahlanu kuliviki kuphela. Njalo uthi okudanisayo ukuthi kakula mthetho odila lababalisi abayabe bethe benza ihlazo elinjalo. Ungathini ngalokho?
Ngithunda lokhu ukuthi kungizwisa ubuhlungu njengomuntu laye owake wadlula kulezo ndawo kuma-universities. Especially ngikhangelela ukuthi labo bantwana abangamankazana yibo abasakhulayo, they are our leaders of tomorrow. And nxa sithi ama-leaders of tomorrow, they are being sexually harassed kuma-universities. Ama-cases angkhona nxa ehamba emapholiseni, amapholisa ehleka, kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba bona labo ama-lecturers, they are supposed to be in a position of protection, not a position of victimization. Kuma police stations, every police station has a department, a unit, okuthiwa yi-victim-friendly unit. Okuthi nxa ulama-cases awe gender-based violence, our sexual harassment, ama cases that are very sensitive, including domestic violence, you can go as a victim. Usiya reporter specifically who victim-friendly unit. Ngoba amapholisa abasebenzela endaweni zonezo va-trainwa ukuthi bedile lama cases as sensitive bona lawo. So siyabe sibaqonqosela amapholisa ukuthi nxa befikelwa ngama cases anjalo bengahleki bethi umntwana oyinkazana kanti wena ubugqokeni, kanti wena utheni, kanti wena ungumuntu omdala. Ngoba ayisikho ukuncedisa abantu, ayisikho ukuncedisa umntwana oyinkazana khonokho nxa ipolisa lizakhuluma njalo. It's very heartbreaking, Thunga, and for me even worse because these are the mothers of tomorrow. These are our aunts of tomorrow. If they are being violated at university where they are supposed to be learning to open their minds, to nurture their academics so that they become our leaders of tomorrow, it is very disturbing. And so it is really important for the government to step in, exactly as my colleague Eva Nice is saying, ukuthi ikhulumende kayingene ifake umthetho oqinileyo, which is going to make sure that these, especially if you are a lecturer and you are sexually harassing students, that you are dealt with accordingly and to the fullest extent of the law. Before that happens, as I am talking, we're saying as Tina, as I'm a women lawyers, there are offices in various provinces which may not be enough, but our offices are called our Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, our Zimbabwe Women Lawyers Association, that young ladies can approach for seeking assistance, to get legal assistance free of charge when they are faced with those kinds of situations. Mm-hmm. It is not right for a student who is in university to be also faced with sexual harassment ngoba kuthiwa ubedinga ama-mark kumbeni u-teacher umfakele u-D ukuthi amnike u-A, she gets sexually harassed by the teacher.
Uh-huh.
So we are speaking against it, especially as women lawyers, and we are saying that it is not right. We are here to protect, to serve. We are here to use the full extent of the law to make sure ukuthi o-teacher bona labo, number one, bexotshwe umsebenzi, number two, belale ejele.
Mhm. Thank you there, Ngobile, and please do stay on the line. Ke ngithathe abalaleli abasanda sixhuma abatshangoti bata it's 24 minutes past 8 o'clock and this is The Connection on Studio 7 and tonight we are talking 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. My guests tonight are being Ngobile Munzara of the Women in Law Connect, as well as Eva Nice Munando of the Female Students Network Trust. The question we are asking tonight is, as a young person, what role are you playing or should you be playing in combating gender-based violence? sithathe abalaleli umlaleli wakuqala silo Mathisa kunjani mnumzana
notice yebo baba
aha hayi siyabonga ngaloko singenele kuhlelo notice
ehe hayi baba nkomo unzima ikhosi yesizinto siyishwa shwa amadoda zibuhlungu ngoba kuyakhulunywa kanje abantu badlengulwa kwenzakalani barethwa abantu abethu bayenza izinto ezivangalisayo kodwa-ke kulamapholisa ezimbabwe amapholisa akhona ezimbabwe umthetho ukhona lo mthetho lowo ngumthetho kumbe ngingakuthiangathi libhakane libekiweyo kuphela ukuthi nyasi la mapholisa le mthetho njonjonjon kodwa lowo mthetho awulandela la mapholisa kabawuyenzi kungathi kabawurani ngendlela ekufanele ukuthi bawurani ngakhona ngikhuluma kanje mina nilo mzukulu wami wa 2-3 years back warethwa umuntu owayemsebenza eyimediyali khona lekhale napha nisebuzwa naso manje-ke lubaba kuthutha wathi ngemva kokumrepa wafokuthiwa wabeseba leloya igqwetha lakhe lammela kwathiwa akulabo kufakazi ngoba ngafani wakuwa sure umntwana omncane angasisola ukukuwa engathi retho umntwana omncane under the age e-defilement amrepa kungadingeka ukuthi kuthiwe ngafani wahlaba umkhosi otshengisa ukuthi uberethwa ngafani wathiya otshengisa ukuthi uberethwa umntwana omncane angasuza kwanisela ukuzikhulumela ukuthi hayi ubenirepa ngasuza zikhulumele la lasekhoti manje-ke khona lapho-ke bese kuthiwa amapholisa kuzeuthiwa kulo mthetho omele abantu ngithi umama lo sithi amathisele labarepha bangahambisa edeleni njani njani benjani njani akula lokho kwenzakala lokhu bantu barethwa abahambe edela akula dele khona ezimbabwe akula mthetho ezimbabwe
bazarethwa
bethu bazarethwa omama bethu bazabulawa bazothini thi akula ngitsho ngoba noma ngaze bekhothi edela akula action ethathwa
notice umtshana wakho eze ebanjwe waye le minyaka engana emingaki
phansi kwe-18 ngakuthatha o-14 years umsukuzi
onkosi yami owambambayo utshile ukuthi waba legqweda waphuma discharge kwahamba njani
waphuma discharge ma indaba yangikhona ngiyibusisa kuthi uthi lu muntu sowaphuma igama lokuthi umsukulu kazangekuthi akula ufakazi okuthi warethwa because ngazange ahlaba umkhosi ukuthiusuka ebiza ama-neighbors ukuthi urethiwe umuntu erethiwe straight ekhuluma ukuthi ngirethiwe lapha awu madoda
hhayi siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo mhlawumbe umbuzo wokucina esikhathini esiningi njengoba uyatsho abadlwenguli yithi obaba mlandu bani esilawo njengabo baba njengabantu abasakhulayo ekulwisaneni lobuganyavu obunje
okunye yingabomo yethu thina obaba yingabomo ngoba eZimbabwe futhi vela kwakungela umthetho futhi sakuqhubela phambili vela besenza njalo okokugcina obaba ngani kuthiwa kulo mthetho ngabe kuthiwa kulo mthetho futhi umthetho wakhosi ngani kuthiwa kuthiwa kulo mthetho ngoba kuyazwanana eZimbabwe inkinga sizwane baba nkomo ngani siyezwana amapholisa asebenza njengoba nje engamapholisa engathi no mina because ngilish ngimshona so angisoze ngisebenze ukuba uchesi endebele ngimdebele angisoze ngisebenze ichesi yeshona njengomunye umuntu that thing yinto ebulala imithetho yethu eZimbabwe laphana ngabona nxa bangalungisa izinto ezifana lalezo kuzaba lula ukuthi obaba bethi ma berepa bebanje bevalele ejele kumbe bebanje ngathi ngesintu sakithi bexholose kumbe ngitsho njalo yabona because lokho kubuhlungu babankhokuubuhlungu shisiisibili abafana sagcwela iganga lonke leli asidingeke ukuthi umuntu angarepha umntwana esesikolo ubutisha semthatha sesamrepha ukuze ambhasise ubhaseni yibo ukuthi kubona ezibakungela mthetho kanje because kusho ukuthi abantwana baya esikolo because banika ama-results because ngokurethwa ngendlela ezinjalo wabona isinto njani
hayi limqotho lelo siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo mnumzana notice
yebo baba
aha unotice ke lapho banotice wange wathi taura iwe ukuthi bane ama yabo yakambo batwawo chibharo asi banyakubhinya vakatswaga gweta naizvozvo vakazobuda discharge asi mwana iyeye anzi aiva nemakore asati akwana iwo 18. Nditore zvekare mumwe mutereri vachiurera. Makadii hama yangu? Vachiurera?
Halo, makadini?
Tripo edu, makadini?
Haa, zimepara, handi.
Aha, matibata mori kupi?
Kupi. Ndiripita Afrika ku Western Cape, kumentu, kutem.
Aha, mainzwa ya triku vya nasi, tipe ofungwa zenyu.
Zenyu. Haa, indaibati ya pakati...
Saka tiri kukurukura nenyaya neurongwa hwekurwisana nekubhinywa uyezve kushungurudzwa kwemadzimai mudzimba. Chirongwa che-16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. Icho chinouya vanorwira kodzero dzemadzimai kuZimbabwe vachichema nekuti nyaya dzekubhinywa kwevanasikana nemadzimai dziri kukwira mazuva ose. Muri kuzvionawo sei?
Nekutika gara kuna zvekuita ndizvo zvimwe zvinozosimudza kuti madzimai tisangotiira nawo taungoita pamuromo kungoita zvinhu zvisina basa. Kurudzira yangu ndeyekuti dai munyika mwedu mawanikawo zvekuita zvekuti vana baba vasagari vangori panzvimbo imwe chete vasina zvekuita, ndimomba kuzotirikira vakusungurudzana namai.
Saka isusu sevanhurume kana kuti sevechidiki zvizva tingaitawo zvizva mungaitawo kubatsira kurwisana nedambudziko iri?
Ndinokungokurudzirawo kune varume vedu yangu kuti save nekukakavadzana nemadzimai nekuti madzimai ava ndivo vanoita kuti nyika yedu tinge tichionekera nesuwo tinge tii varume vakarongedza vakaii.
Aha, aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa vachiurera.
Ndafara zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa zvizvezvizva rangu rekutanga.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru, mudzoke zvekare mazuva ese.
Aiwa tinodzoka, mbaramu tinondibata panhamba idzodzi.
Okay, ticha mufonerai. Thank you so much. 27 minutes before the top of the hour. As we continue our discussion today, ndimbodzokera kwa Muri. Ever nice Munado of the Female Students Network Trust. In many cases, Ever Nice is not easy for victims of rape and domestic violence to step forward, to come forward and tell their story. You said this week you received 5 cases from your members. How do they find that process of coming out and really telling their story? Is it that easy?
Yeah, it's easy. At the moment, I can safely say that because of the programs which we are doing to empower them, building courage and foster resilience, that they should stand for their rights. I think the increase in reporting of cases of sexual harassment, it has come from the background that they are now aware, more aware of what is happening on the ground. So coming forward for them to report, they are coming forward, yes, and it's actually more than 5 cases, because the other cases are also coming. In 1 week, it's more than 5 cases. But the problem is, and the issue is, because there are no laws that protect these students, I think the previous caller spoke about getting lawyers and also be able to protect or give legal representation and advice for these female students. We are reaching a brick wall in terms of addressing issues of sexual harassment because the law is vague. Sexual harassment is being treated as a misconduct in the court of law. And even in the Constitution, it's not very clearly addressing how sexual harassment can be addressed or can be kept. So that's where the problem is, because the perpetrators are getting away with it. And there's a risk of after reporting, what is going to be happening to you? You will be further victimized, especially in tertiary institutions, because you will be now at a spotlight. You have reported your case, and the whole department or the whole institution is knowing about the issue. And as we carried the sexual harassment baseline survey, it was clearly indicated that we protect each other. I mean, the tertiary institutions in terms of the college authorities, because they say if he is a breadwinner, how can we report such a person to, I mean, on issues of sexual harassment? So there's this whole trend of protecting each other, and the who suffers most is the female student, because she will be exposed, and in terms of recourse, they will not get justice in terms of the issue. It has been always said that the perpetrators are getting away with it. So it is a risk to report sexual harassment issues, but we continuously encourage our female students, especially during these 16 days of activism. And as a network, we did not confine ourselves to 16 days. It's 365 days of activism against gender-based violence, because our students are facing sexual harassment almost every day. So the sensitization and the awareness campaigns are always continuing all the year round. So it's not like this particular 16 days, but we are educating them to really report and come forward to female students network. And one advantage reporting to female students network is that we are an independent organization. We are a civil society. We are not even aligned to the government. So we've got nothing to lose. We expose these perpetrators. But the only issue is that the redress part of it, because it's not within the court of law that sexual harassment can be dealt with. And a lot of questions being asked in terms of evidence. I think this is proper in terms of the legal system. And you cannot go to a lecturer's office anticipating that he is going to sexually harass me. So that will be alert in terms of putting your phone on recorder. So these issues, at the end of the day, our female students are losing the case because of the evidence. But we are saying, how best can we also facilitate dialogue between the lecturers and the students, so that they are also aware as the lecturers that what they are doing to our female students is unethical. I have also highlighted it earlier to say, how can you expect a professor, a whole professor? And you know, it's very sad that the cases which are receiving right now, it's the professors, the highly educated, those who have got PhDs, they're the ones who are also getting our female students vulnerable. And in terms of their education, we anticipate that they do understand that they also have daughters and sisters who are also in tertiary institutions. Just imagine, if the same is being done to a sister or also to a daughter, how do you feel? Mm-hmm. And those people who are on the higher ranks, which we cannot mention at the moment, they are also doing the same. They are also perpetrating violence to these young girls. I don't know what is unique when you, I mean, these older men, they are also getting down to the young women. What is it with the young women, especially in tertiary institutions? Because we feel that the academia, they are the backbone of the development of the nation. But if their efforts being thwarted at that level, especially first years, with cases, high cases of the first years being the victims of sexual harassment. Because I think, just to mention, in a certain institution, they say, Berora Vurwa, kana my first years are we. Honestly speaking, Berora Vurwa. And if you are talking about victim-friendly unit, they operate from 8 o'clock to 5 p.m. And in that, they are always happening during those dark hours. Where do they go these female students. If they go to the police, the victim family unit is closed.
Uh-huh.
What are we saying? Yes.
Thank you. That sounds really creepy there, Bero Ravurwa. That's really sad what is happening in colleges and universities, according to the Female Students Network Trust. Okay, let's move on to this year's theme in Zimbabwe. And that theme is Ending Sexual Harassment in the Workplace. Ngize kuwe Nqobile iluphahe kanganani udubo lokuhlukuluzwa kwabomama ukubanjwa kwabo iganyavu emisebenzini lapha emahofisi.
Ngiyabonga Mthunga. So lapha nxa sikhuluma silalela u-Evanice esithi abantwana baqala bebanjwa iganyavu behlukunyezwa emayunivesithi lasemsebenzini kuyafanana. And to make it worse, in the office, we are now talking about where there is financial or power, because a lot of times the situation that women, especially women who are starting out looking for employment, they are women who are coming from a financial position of weakness. They are coming from university, they are coming from college, they have no means. And they are trying so hard in our country that we know where unemployment in the formal sector is very, very high. So the people who do the recruitment processes, they take advantage of this vulnerability of young women. And we are hearing from Evanice that these are the same young women who are being sexually harassed in universities by people in positions of authority, and there's no recourse. So they get into the office before they even get the job. It's the same sexual harassment that they may be exposed to. They get to the office again when they get the job. It's the same sexual harassment. And when you're in an office, it's a wider...
Sakula sisizwa kuthiwa kule carpet interview. Iyo khuluma ngayo, ikho okwenziwayo lanamuhla.
Iyo engikhuluma ngayo leyo Mthunga ukuthi kulento okuthiwa yi-carpet interview lanamuhla lokhu isakhona. Leyo carpet interview ikhona njengoba izinto eZimbabwe ziwome kangaka ukuthi umntwana ograduate leyo waqeda isikolo efunda kabuhlungu, whether ufunde e-UZ kumbe e-MSU kumbe ufunde phandle kwelizwe, ukuthi azawuthole lowana msebenzi, baningi abakhulumayo bethi ama-carpet interview ayacelwa, ama-carpet interview ayaphiwa. Nxa kungayisiyo carpet interview, uzathi usungenile lowo msebenzi, kuzaba lama-carpet salary increments. Lowo oyabe umkhangelela ukuthi ngubhos uyabe ecela ama-sexual favors, okunye kuqalisa gambijana kancane kancane kuyanda, okunye kuqalisa kube phandle egcekeni. So sikhuluma lapha sithi umntwana okhulunywa ngu-Evanice ovela e-university lapha kade ehlukumezwa ngu-lecturer usengena ehofisini uyahlukumezwa futhi. And for me, I think in this environment where we're operating, we cannot stop advocacy and lobbying. If we are feeling that the police are not helping sufficiently, even in that victim-friendly unit, we have the people who are responsible for all our tertiary institutions, so that when our girls are coming out of tertiary institutions, they are confident and they know that their education alone is enough for them to get employment. And that is the Ministry of Higher Education, which is responsible for all the universities. Where the Ministry of Higher Education, if their response is not sufficient, there is a portfolio committee in Parliament that can also assist, where we write letters to lobby them to say, please look into this issue. Please look into this baseline survey that we conducted. The portfolio committee at Parliament is there. Their responsibility is to look into issues that the citizens who voted them into that office are crying about. If we are crying and saying our tertiary institutions are not a safe place for students to get in and to study and to work hard and to come out on the other side with a degree, they are the people who are going to fight for us and to get the ministry to make the correct policies, number one, to make sure that the lecturers who are perpetrating these evil harassments are taken through a misconduct process. Because Evan has complained and said, no, but even if we go to court, the evidence is not sufficient. But internally in the university, where it is known that a lecturer or someone in a position of authority has committed sexual harassment, they should be brought to book through the policy of misconduct within the university. They should go to court and they should be charged according to the criminal code for sexual harassment, for attempted rape, for any of those. But as we know, as Evanice is saying, sometimes it is difficult to have those cases prosecuted because lecturers have money to pay the lawyer, whereas the students won't have money. They are being assisted by the state. They won't have money to look for their own lawyers to assist them. So when that young female gets into the office, they are already with a crushed spirit. And number two, they are saying, I am so lucky to get this job because it is so difficult in Zimbabwe to get a job. I will do anything to keep my job, including being sexually harassed and not saying anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mtunga, this issue is a problem because instead of the young person focusing on working, instead of focusing on achieving what they're supposed to be doing at work, they are constantly worried to say, what if I say no and I get fired?
Uh-huh.
Where am I going to get another job?
Uh-huh.
What am I going to tell my parents? I've been in university for 5 years. I am failing. And then I get fired after 6 months. What do I tell them? So they are going to keep quiet and be subjected to this victimization, to this gender-based violence, and worst of all, to this sexual harassment, even in the office, where it's supposed to be a place of employment, a place of safety.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really still prevalent. It's a problem, and a lot of companies are doing so much that they can to try and also come up with policies to protect women against gender-based violence. They are coming up with grievance procedures where you can go to HR and, you know, you make a complaint through HR and then HR assists you according to the policies in the companies. But it's really important just during this time that every organization comes out openly to say, this is our policy and this is what we are saying about gender-based violence. We do not tolerate it. We speak against it. And if any of our employees are accused of this issue, we deal with it according to our policy and according to the law.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there. No, please do stay on the line. It's 12 minutes before the top of the hour. And tonight we are talking 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. And my guests are Nqobile Monzara of the Women in Law Connect, as well as Evanice Munando of the Female Students Network Trust. And the big question we are asking you tonight as a young person, as a youth, is what role are you playing or should you be playing in combating gender-based violence? Ndimbo Tora Mtereri. Wakadi yako Mtereri.
Nufara mkoma, makasimba ere mkoma Mtunga.
Aiwa, takasimba. Munaitwa ani zita?
Ni mkoma Donald.
Mkoma Doni Muribo.
Mamboma. Andri bom mkoma mrise kwebo kone wadare wenyo.
Aiwa, tino fara eduka na mchifara. Kwa mira sehu South Africa?
Tiri iko mkoma kungo dero dero.
Mm-hmm. Maizo ya tiri kufia nasi.
Menda izwa mkoma. Nyaya ndanchote angu piriku siri za chaeza nyange kuno kupa SABC. Niko na wakuti ma journalist ya hidiki wa shikazi hawa. Vane vachini zine wakuru ma ofisi kumaregu yume nirezi kundi mpinde basa pana hapa. Mufanga wata nga watu ndida. Iwa nanya ya wakuti omna yunga shida wa basa shida wa utazura wa mawane mari. Apana option nenge ripo. Saka ndona sabuti nyaya ii. Ini ngeita kutu munukati, pachakia yuma na oshidi, aze financial empowered. Mwazi kana munasata wa empowered, pachakia, kana, so, ane ngachungu wana sakuti chese chese chosha mifira, dacho the first 2 days by university. Maricha yopane pasina yoku badara, kwa ano gara, pa, mwani kasira kwa su gara, pa, kama kama se eshikoro, kana tupu, pa, akoko deshe neshikoro, vachirenda kuaudio mari yacho yekurenda vamwe vabereki vatanyadzo vati havana asi pana lecturer uripo umwe unoradza kuti arikuchengeta mhuri yake pachiwane mwe mari inosara anengaachida kuti amubhadharire rendi iyoyo saka anozongoona kuti hapana yekuseta regai nditongodi nditongoita zvinodiwa nomukuruyu nokuti pane kumusha kwake kwakabva chaiko kwekusina mari anengaichoza pamwe baba akatengesa ngombe yekupedzisira iiesaiyoipera anoreka kuti aiva financial empowered ava kukwanisa kuzvimirira pachake ozvimwe zvinhu nongova usingachanyanyi kuzvivhaliwa kuona zvinezvi ozi kana mari yetransport chaiho chaiho ukaishayiwa dhora kana ringava 5 rand asi uida kukwira kombi utonato pane challenge pachayo
saka
asati angova pasati pava nemukana yemabasa yekuti munhukadzi akwanise kuzvimirirawo zvisinganetsi zvisinaya zvekuti kai tanga wati kuti upinde basa tanga wangondipa chakati kana kuti ndinase kuti kana zvikange zvakadero munhukadzi nyaya dzatiri kutaura dzazisi dzakapera uye panofanga kuitwa maoutreach vanhu vachibuda vachiita kumarobhevha kukasiyana siyana nokuti nyaya dzazinge tiki mumayunivhesiti kana kuti mumadhorobha chete
saka mukoma Donald sevanhurume sevechidikiwo zvii zvamungaitawo kubatsira kurwisana nedambudziko iri
mudambudziko iri harigoni kungopedzwa nevanhukadzi chete vachiita maoutreach vari voga bcause vanhu vanenge vachizonge vachinenedzegwa tisu varume saka tikange tisinawo pinda mukati mezvirongwa zvavo zvavanenge vachiita theres no way yekuti ivo pavanenge vachironga zvavari kuronga tite tisingaziti vakarongei saka unofanga kuti tinge tirimo mukati memasangano avo iwawa like vana vatete vaviriwa munavo ipapo masangano avo anofanga kuinvolva vanhurume nokuti vanhurume ndo vanozoguma vachitendekwa saka kuti vangoita zvinhu zvisina zvikangwe nevarume za vanofanga kuti varume vazive kushata kwazvo zvita kubva varipo vasazive kuita zvokungoverenga mumapepa noti vashoma vanoverenga saka ndinase kuti maorganization aya anofanga kuinvolva osi varume tise taakuzorotora vachitiudzana pachedu kuti hano varume nyaya yakadi ndivana sisi vedu ndivana mai vedu ndivanani vedu
aha
varume vasingazivi zvirongwa vari zvichirongwa kuseri zvinji ndemasangano evanhukadzi ndizoonese kuti meseji yenu nyatsosvika kuvarume sezvairi chaizvezvi
aha haiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma Doni muwane zuva rakanaka regai timbotora vamwe vatereri
aida basa
tinotenda Donald Mamboma mumlalelo mukuru westudio 7 usichayelelapo esisouth africa sithathe njalo omunye umlaleli ngiyabona ngulunga kunjani mnumzana lunga
ngikhona baba kunjani
hayi siyaphila singabuza wena
hayi nathi ngisiziphilele njela igoli
hayi kuyabongeka uyizwile indaba
ya indaba ngiyizwile eyi ngiyabona yena ithandi ukuba yinkinga manje ngoba yazi ezimbabwe besazi kuli lize beli-strictical enzifana nalezo kodwa-ke manje yabona emva kokuindiwa kokunokuthola nje ukuthi yabona abantu abaningi sokunabobani okwazakala ukuthi ma ekwenzo into ethile vele akuthuli ukuthi uyomripota lowo muntu usazi ukuthi mhlawumbe icala lakhona ngeke belithathe noma nje liphelele emoyeni nje lingayindawo so kula abantu abafana nalaba abantu abahlukumeza omama emsebenzini abala-choice omama angayenza ngoba ezinwengela ukuthi ma eqhubeke ngomsebenzi ma engathi uyamangalela nje isikhathi icala lingathathwa noma ekuphelele umsebenzi sesibasenkingeni so obeke kufanele mbone ukuthi kufanele kwenzeke ukuthi ugovernment ephakamele lezi into ezifana nalezo ngoba inhlonipho ikhangisiyangukuphela mpela emadodeni abantu bezinzile mathanda kube ngaqala emsebenzini ayenze lo muntu ayenzayo uyahambe eyixoxa naye ukuthi ngiyenze ukuthi kusibanibani ngepha manje ukuthi ushadile namanjani yesayibona le mtelisenzeka khona la egoli nabanomnyaka kusho ukuthi uhulumente wathatha isinqumo sokuthi vele kehle bethi bona omunye nomunye owachashwa emsebenzini ngokuthi kuyiwe emacansini noma yiki-promotion kwayiwe emacansini umuntu okucela ngaleyo ndlela abaripoti bonke abayizinto ezingaleyo e kwaboshwa abantu abaningi fethu la egolini emapholiseni emafemini kuphi kude baningi abantu ababotshwayo bebotheka leyo nto sebeyaripota omama ukuthi ngangena umsebenzi ngokuthi siyenze ukuthi nakubani bani so le nto manje iya phambili nasezikolweni sokwenziwa kwathi same thing abantu dala thina sakhula sasazi ukuthi kuthiwa kulobo bhinya vele abahlasele umama egangeni kodwa khona manje masekwenzeka emakhaya uyabona nje sele ukuthi manje akusena ihlonipho nje yilize nje the mosha yipi tinabantu.
Aha. Hayi siyabonga lo ngaka hle sithatha umlalelo ukugcina. Siyabonga ungena uhlelo.
Alright, ngiyabonga.
Ah, nimbotora mkoma Lighton parunari. Magadi enyu mkomango.
Ah, ndinofara makasimbere mkuru wangu.
Aiwa, takasimba. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu pachidimbu nguva dzafamba.
Hayi, nini ndiri kuti vasikana vanhu, sikana ava. Ngati vandiwo vanototanga vanhu kuti tarisai kuvakuenda nyika uku vanhu vanenge vasina mari kumayunivhesiti kwavo kwavari ikoko, saka vanenge vachitoti vakuri vavo ndo pavanototanza ipapa.
Saka muri kuti vasikana ndo vanozvikokera?
Vasikana ndo vanozvikokera vavo.
Muri kudaro here mukoma Lighton?
Ndiri kutoreresa.
Aiwa, tinotenda neupinda muchirongwa, kwete kuti nguva ndidzo dzafamba.
Alright, maita basa.
Aha. Coming to you, ever nice as we wrap up. Lighton say did there you had for yourself, hanzi ndimimi vasikana munozvi kunzera dambudziko.
Inyaya inosuwisa kuti mukoma Lighton vari kuona nemaonero awo hazvina kuipa, asi ndofunga kana vaine hanzvadzi kana kuti hama inosangana nedambudziko iri, ndofunga vanogona kunzwisisa nyaya iyi. Vasikana vanozvigokera sei? These are innocent. And because I talked about the power dynamics, one of the gokeras is an old woman, a lecturer for that matter, the one who is mostly respected. And these girls, have put in trust, I mean, their trust in that lecturer to say that I'm going to achieve my academic goals through this lecturer. The lecturer is supposed to take these girls through until they finish their degree. But they are the ones coming to them. So, kana vachiti vari kuzvigokera, vasikana vanenge vadiiko kuzvigokera nenzira ipi? Nekuti neni ndiri kutoshamisikawo kuti kumakoleji uko kune, kana kuti kumayunivhesiti, vasikana nevakomana ndingati vakasununguka kuita zvavanoita vachidzidza pamwe chete. Tikaenda kumateachers college ndokumwe kunonyanya kundirwadza, nekuti teachers college inoproducer watinoti a role model. Teacher achaenda pa grade 1 achinosimudza mwana musikana kubva pa level ye ECD kunosvika asvika ku university, ibasa ra teacher.
Ever nice. I'm sorry, we are running out of time. Let's leave it there. Nqobile, let's have your last word in brief.
Very much, Mtunga. I would say that a lot of the issues we've discussed today are very disturbing, but we should continue speaking out against gender-based violence at all levels, whether it's at university, whether it's at college, whether it's at the office. And we must do everything that we can to assist victims of gender-based violence. And here I'm calling upon the police who work in the victim-friendly units to take these cases seriously. I'm calling upon our ministers of higher education, our ministers of justice, to also put in place policy measures to protect students who are in university so that they are not subjected to sexual harassment by lecturers. And I am calling upon parliamentarians to also make sure that they are also playing their part in protecting women from this scourge. I thank you, Mtunga.
Thank you. They well said. Nqobile Munzara of the Women in Law Connect, as well as Ever Nice Munando of the Female Students Network Trust. We were talking about the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, asking, what are you doing as a young person to combat gender-based violence? Thank you, everyone at home. Thank you to our guests. Let's make another date next week. Same time, same platform. I'm your host, Ntungamilinkoma. Good night, Zimbabwe.